December 31st, and the name of this message is The Whole Council. The Whole Council. And we're starting to understand some vital things. As a matter of fact, I just, as I said that, I realized this verse that I had heard last night, and then I heard again this morning on the recorder, which is in Hebrews 10:28, and it says, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." When I heard it, it really struck something inside of me. And it says then, and all it had to do was say the first line of the next verse, of how much sore punishment. And I didn't need it anymore. I knew where this was leading. I've heard it before numerous times, but I knew where it was leading. It's like, if they were punished that severely with Moses' law under the old covenant, which was added, which was not even the crux of what God wanted, you know, wanted men to come into, then how much more and how much sorer punishment, that's what it says, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified, I meant not Christ, but where we are sanctified, an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. And it hit me, see? God has replaced, I'd not replaced, the first wasn't something that he wanted to see, but God has brought in the new covenant, the New Testament, it's not a replacement, I hate to call it an update because that's a strange way of putting it, but what we have today, and that's why it was made plain to me when I was told to start listening to the scriptures. It was made plain that what we do is we concentrate on the new covenant, and especially on the gospels, because the gospel message is a message that is eternal. That's a message of the kingdom. That's the way God sees things. So as God spoke to the fathers through the prophets, in these last days he has spoken to us through his Son. And I suppose we could call it an update, but it's what he wants for eternity. And so when we see this in Hebrews, and then when we saw what Paul had to say in the 20th chapter of Acts, verse 27, he said, "I have not shunned," some translations say, "I did not shrink from declaring the whole counsel or the entire will of God as it was given to him by God." He said, what I was given, I brought. What God told me to preach, I preached. I did not shun away, or I did not shrink from it. I did not let men scare me. I didn't anything. I brought what I was told to bring. And Jesus said in the fourth chapter of Matthew, verse 4, he says, when Jesus was being tested and tempted by the devil, he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." But, and here's the thing that a lot of people miss, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's like the whole counsel, every word. Every word is vital. We can't ignore anything that is in it. And so when people, most churches do this, I don't say, you know, most of them do this. Community chapel is no exception. It's like there are portions of scripture that the church felt were irrelevant. They're not up to date. They're not, or not necessary. or they were in there by accident, or they were a mistake. And it's like, I could have bought that at one time until I begin to realize that the Bible was not kept because of Community Chapel or because of the Lutheran Church in the Dark Ages. It's not kept because of men. God Himself has kept the Word of God as it is. And so then the next question that plagued me for years was, we have all these translations and they're not exactly the same. Well, you know what? As we listen to the Scriptures and whatever translation we listen to, we begin to realize that there are issues. There are key issues, in like the one that's in 1 Timothy 2, 4 and 5. It's an issue. It's a verse thing we have up behind me on the wall. And so then as I saw these, and I realized this is an issue. There's one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, as I saw that. And then we started looking into other translations. And then I just made the discovery that everything that we have come to realize is an issue, a major issue, is exactly the same in any translation. So the translations, maybe God has left them with a few discrepancies. So if we want to find them, we can. Or if we want to find the truth, we'll turn to the Holy Spirit and He'll clarify it. He'll clear it up. And that is what has happened. And so anyway, God's will is that we know, come to the knowledge of the truth. So we know things as truth substance. And so, since it is God's will that all men should come to the knowledge of the truth, then I would say that God wants all men to somehow understand all things that He spoke to us through Christ and the disciples. God wants us to understand. And so then it's unthinkable to write, if we're going to buy some of the things that Paul wrote, then it's unthinkable then to discard other things that Paul wrote. And I say that, for instance, the gift spirit ministries, 1 Corinthians 14 and other places like it, 12th chapter of Romans. And it's unthinkable then for us to discard anything that is written in there by Paul. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's unthinkable. Because how can we decide what is okay and what's not? I don't have the ability, and God did not give me the discerning, that quality. And so God wants us to understand the things that Paul said. However, most churchgoers only hear what they want to hear, which is determined by the doctrines that they grew up with. The Catholic Church has determined what is right to hear and what is not right to hear. This church, the different churches have all determined what to hear. Well, let me present a scripture setting, and then you tell me what you think. The statement is used several times by Jesus where He said, "Many are called, but only a few are chosen." Many are called, but only a few are chosen. Well, I tell you, I think that the ones who are chosen are the ones who leave the past and even the present and go on to up-to-date input in and of the unfolding revelations of God. Remember what Paul said? He said, "As many as be perfect are thus minded." He said, the verse before that, and this is Philippians, he says, those things that are behind me, and I press forward towards those things that are ahead. And he says, "As many as be perfect are thus minded." The sign of perfection is when you forget the past and press on towards the revelations and the things that God is giving you in the present time. See, John 16:13 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide men into all truth. That's what it says. And which I have said, I'm not capable of containing all truth. I can contain what God will allow me to have. And so, what if men ignore the Holy Spirit that God gave us so as to develop necessary truth? What if we ignore Him? And especially since we are to develop into those who learn by the Holy Spirit, we are to develop and become those who learn by the Holy Spirit to walk in the realm of the Spirit, and then it says, so that we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh, or so that we quit doing the things that are ungodly. See, in Luke 6:46, I think, if I can read my own writing here, I think that's the setting. Jesus asked his followers, which is us, all men, he said, "Why do you call me Lord?" It's actually, he said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I say? Why do you call me Lord and you don't do the things that I say?" Well, because we have some discrepancies, we have some things in that we have different translations, and Lord, we're really not sure what you said. How's that going to hold up on the day of judgment? And so, a lot of churches are named after the gospel or the epistle writers, you know, St. Paul, St. John, St. Luke, whatever, without ever going by what any of them said. They don't go by what they said, they just call themselves, they name themselves after them. And so, without actually doing what Christ says, are we really his disciples? If we only do what we want to do, are we really his disciples? Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." It's kind of like there's a sequence.